whether it's the same page or the YouTube or the podcast or whatever, like the goal is to be offering people tools and guidance to make their lives just a little bit lovelier.
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. All right, ladies, it's season 5. You might have noticed that our introduction was a little bit different than it has been in the past, but we're shaking things up a little bit, but I got to admit, we're doing it a little slower than I had originally planned. I had big high hopes and aspirations for this week, this summer, that we were going to do lots of fun things, getting the YouTube channel going, jazzing up the podcast with new music and everything. And let me tell you, well, my children have been home all summer long, and it's been a little bit harder to get all the work done that I thought I was magically going to be able to get done. So I've decided I'm going to have grace with myself. It's what I encourage all of you to do all the time. So we are going to have a soft launch instead of a big, fun rebrand like I had thought it would be. We're going to slowly introduce things over the course of the next weeks and months as I'm able to get them done because I'm a real mom with real life and we are just doing our best around here, right? But I kind of think that's why you guys like me, because I'm real. So thank you so much for hanging in there with me, and I would love to hear what you think of the changes as they're happening. I would also really like to encourage you to be a bigger part of this community, because while things may be coming in at a little slower pace than I had originally intended, there's still a lot going on, and I'm super excited about the things that are happening. We are heading into a brand new season of the podcast, along with cultivating groups, which have been amazing to witness. These women who connected via their cultivating groups that they were assigned to earlier this year by being in our Patreon community at the loveliest tribe level or higher. And they have gotten to know each other. They have gotten together this summer. They have been consistently in each other's lives and encouraging each other. And I have been so blessed to see these communities develop and how it has then reflected back into the overall community at large of Cultivating the Lovely patrons. It has been so amazing. And we've also been doing morning shows all through the month of August again. And I've got to say, it has been a blast. They've been so much longer than I anticipated. It's like doing a webinar every single morning on maintaining your back to school sanity, but we are having so much fun with it. And we are actually going to be continuing those shows in the month of September to a bigger audience because we're going to be 3 days a week in the Patreon Facebook group, but then 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays on Instagram. So all of you who are not in Patreon yet can be looking forward to that, but we would really love to have you come join us in Patreon because you can join at the very lowest level, the $3 level, and be a part of those shows every single day. And they're so much fun. But for today's episode of the podcast, I'm really breaking down a little bit more of the whys and wherefores of what is happening with the show and the platform and the direction we're headed in. And I have my lovely friend, Shell Bruzis, on again to dissect all of that with. So I hope you really enjoy the show where I do a little bit more talking than usual. And if you stay until the very end, I actually answer the stock questions. I think for the first time, if I have done it before, it's been a long time and I know that a lot of my answers have changed. So that was a ton of fun and I hope you stick around to hear the end. All right. I think that's all for now. You're going to get a lot more of me in a second. So without further ado, on with the show. All right, ladies, I am back this week with my lovely friend, Shell Bruzis.
Hi, everybody. It's fun to be back.
Yes, it's so fun to have you back. I wanted to have Shell on for this episode because it is officially the first episode of season 5.
Woohoo!
And we've been talking about doing a relaunch, like a rebranding of Cultivating the Lovely. We've been teasing it all summer, but This is when it's like really happening. But I feel like I need to clarify because it's not going to be like this huge entire shift that people are expecting. I think it's just more of like a defining and a refining of what we've got going on, like adding in some things, dropping some things, just making sure like our vision for the platform is more dialed in. And Shell is going to be a big part of the show this year. A lot of you have asked about past co-hosts that I had on the show, like Leah Bowden and Erin Odom and Jody McKenna. And while a lot of those ladies have moved on and gone in different directions, and I've had a lot more authors on the show the past year, year and a half or so, I did want to bring a little bit more of that flavor back again to the show. And I thought, well, why not do it with one of my friends who was really like an originator of the whole Cultivating the Lovely idea. And I think that you guys can really get a sense of our friendship, which comes through in the episodes, which is fun. And
yeah,
Shell is that lady.
Oh, I know. This is so fun to even just to get to have this time together.
I know.
I love it.
We're like, this is like an actual way we have to schedule getting to sit down and talk together.
All friends should do this. All busy mom friends should do this.
It's so true. It's so true. Because we're used to, I mean, we see each other pretty often. We're lucky that we live 3 minutes away from each other. But even at that, I mean, we keep up with each other a lot on Voxer or Marco Polo sometimes. And that's not in real time. So to get like the actual real-time conversations is super fun.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Yeah, I always feel like that, especially with Rebecca, because we never talk in real time unless we're recording a podcast episode, because we never even see each other in person. So it's always like,
weird. It's your one-on-one time.
Yeah, it is. And we're so used to talking like long form to each other on Marco Polo, where you're uninterrupted for 5 minutes. And so it's like, oh, we're having an actual conversation. How bizarre. So today we just wanted to have Shell on because you're going to hear a lot more from her this season, but just kind of go through some of the finer points of what we're doing with Cultivating the Lovely, where it's headed, what things are included. And so,
I'm so excited for the new season. It's going to be wonderful. And I just even remember back earlier this summer, beginning of summer, I remember a conversation in my living room where we were, I was just, what direction do you feel like? And you were like, I don't know where this should go right now. And I had just said, I think if you just like take some time and a few days to think and pray over it and just really dream. Anyway, so I'm just really curious where you landed in all of that. And I think one of my big challenges to you is just how does this become even more life-giving to you than it already is? And how can it just kind of flow along with the direction your life is going and where you're at and what you're excited about and dreaming about? So
I love that because it did make me like sit back and pause and say, okay, like the platform definitely started out in a different place than it is now, you know? I mean, back when Cultivating the Lovely started, I was a country living, homeschooling, stay-at-home mom, you know, like, and that was definitely the place that it evolved out of. And now I'm still at home, but I'm a working single mom living in the city and my kids go to school. And so as I was thinking about the platform, I wanted to have things that weren't so central to like necessarily like this certain point in your life. Like those things are definitely going to come up and they do.
Right.
But I knew that there were these overriding themes that I had always kind of been passionate about.
Yeah.
That I thought, okay, that's not going to be just for a certain season necessarily. Like I thought it back to when my babies were little and I became a doula and my life was all about like researching cloth diapers and birthing methods and, you know, all of that kind of thing. It was so all consuming, but it was just really for this certain time in my life. And to a certain extent, also homeschooling for me became something that was just this certain time in my life. And I wanted, and I wanted to be able to speak more to these overarching themes that a lot of us are curious about or wanting to develop in our lives, kind of no matter what those seasons are. And so a lot of that for me which you'll, I think you'll especially see as I start the YouTube videos, but like I wanted it to be more of a lifestyle brand, if you will, like addressing beauty and style and skincare and wellness and like our overall, like how we're living our lives and our organization and that kind of thing, make it into this overall thing. And so I had that vision because I knew I wanted to bring in YouTube. It's something that I've wanted to bring in for quite a while now, but it really, it's been really interesting to me to see how these ideas have drilled down over the course of the summer as things have taken shape, especially in the Patreon group. And this isn't going to just be like a big ad for Patreon. So please don't take it as that, everybody. But I do feel like the Patreon ladies, I mean, it's this very focused group of committed, cultivating the lovely participants who are kind of like my focus group for what is going to be like of interest to the women who listen to this show. And we really realized we'd had a lot of challenges, we'd done a lot of things, but we wanted to pour more into like the relationships in the Cultivating the Lovely group over the summer. And I think that especially has developed over the month of August, because we did bring back a challenge. We've got our back to school sanity challenge going on where it's like helping moms figure out their calendar and their routines and their meal plans and like working spaces and how to actually keep your sanity, like what you can prepare for yourself to be thinking about so taking care of yourself. So it's so needed. And I found we brought back the morning show in the Patreon group. And that in and of itself, just like that one little piece, has been such an eye opener for me, because I realize there's a lot to say about all these topics. And I love talking about all these things. And I really do enjoy the morning show. Now that I'm back in a place in my life again where I can make that happen, I get so much energy from it.
It's a great way to start your day.
It is. Like, it really wakes me up. As soon as I am on the show, it's like I'm on fire, and then I'm ready to conquer so many other things in my day. And the community has been so involved in it. It's like they're there, they're asking questions, they're interacting, they're talking to each other. And seeing how that has developed over the summer has been really like, okay, like I'm finally getting back in that groove again where I felt a little like stale and just trying to get from one podcast to the next podcast, you know, for a while. But now it feels like there's momentum again. Like there's this movement happening of women who are really wanting to create loveliness in their lives and carve it out and do the work it takes to make that happen. And a lot of them are moms, not all of them. There's a lot of young moms for sure, but there's a lot of moms that are in the season that you and I think are more in. I mean, you still, you have Willa who's, you know, still, but we've got older kids. It's more like this middle season of motherhood. And it's that time where we're kind of like going again, like, well, what is my style and how do I feel pulled together and what can I do to make that happen in my life? And being able to talk about those things is just so much fun.
Yes, I know. A couple weeks ago, well, we recorded our summer favorites. That was really fun. But a week before that, I think if you had said back to school, I would have like been like, shh, that's a bad word. That's a bad word.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to go there. I'm ready.
And we have it different in our area of the country. Like so many people are already back to school.
And so, we've got it good.
We
have really, a little longer summer.
Totally.
But our sympathies to the rest of you.
So I realized like putting out this whole back to school challenge, like, oh, well, some of you are like, this totally leads up to when we start school, but the rest of you are like doing a little bit of backpedaling to make everything happen.
Ladies, I'm not going to lie. I love Grove Collaborative. I'm a paying subscribing member to their marketplace because I love being able to have all natural home products delivered right to my door, along with a ton of beauty and personal care products as well. Because newsflash, those all-purpose cleaners your mom used to use are full of harmful chemicals that have been linked to everything from respiratory problems to cancer. You don't need toxins to have a clean home, especially not with Grove Collaborative. Grove takes the guesswork out of going green. It's one of the big questions I get from you guys all the time. Well, if you just go to grove.co, then you can find the products that are guaranteed to be good for you, your family, your home, and the planet, so you can save time reading the confusing labels and doing a bunch of research. I love the product line they have actually developed themselves, but I also love being able to purchase from manufacturers that I've been familiar with for years, like Mrs. Meyers and Seventh Generation. Some of my very favorite products that they carry are their walnut scrubber sponges. I was never even a big sponge user until I came across these, and they're so great. I love their dish gloves. I love their laundry soap packets. I love my little bubble scrubber that I use to wash my dishes. They've just got such great stuff. You guys have got to go check them out. Plus, Grove saves you from having to shop at multiple stores or search endlessly online to get all the natural products you and your family need. So join over 500,000 families who trust Grove Collaborative like I do to make their homes happier and healthier. Plus, shipping is fast and free on your first order. For a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/lovely, you will get a free 5-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyers and Grove. That's a $30 value, and it's really good stuff. You're gonna want it. I loved my kit when I first got it. So go to grove.co/lovely to get this exclusive offer. grove.co/lovely.
But I really have been like cherishing the community of women in the Patreon, and especially I've gotten to do Zoom calls with our loveliest level members.
That is so fun. Tell us about those.
It's been so much fun and another really eye-opening thing for me. Okay, I have to back up though, and you're going to totally know what I'm talking about. But Shell and I have our girls at a ballet studio.
Yes.
That is an amazing studio, wonderful teachers, run a little archaically. Nothing has been updated in a long, long time, just because the gal who runs it has been doing it for 30 years and she just got in her groove of kind of how you do things and never really had the know-how for how to bring it up to speed with like where we're at now with technology and organization. Okay. Like, she's a creative. And so her mind
and one of the loveliest people you'll ever meet ever.
Yes. She's just so kind and giving and you can tell like she pours her heart into every part of this studio, but just doesn't even know how to organize information differently.
Right.
And so I came alongside her and she's brought me on as her executive assistant. Did you see the email go out today, Shell?
I saw it pop up. I haven't read it yet, but I did see it pop up as a, like, it alerted me that it was there. Yes. So I can't wait to look at it.
I know. It's like the official announcement.
The official one. I've seen the unofficial one.
Yes. So it's like the official announcement. She told everybody in the studio that I am her executive assistant now.
Yay.
Like, revamping how we do all kind of the behind the scenes stuff of the studio.
Yes.
And through that process, and then through doing these Zoom calls with ladies who are coming to me saying like, okay, I want to spend 15 minutes talking to you about what kind of skincare I should be doing when I haven't ever really done anything before, or what kind of makeup or what style, or how should I reorganize my kids' bedroom? Like, I'm realizing that I have this ability to kind of like look in on what somebody's doing from the outside, ask them some questions, and then like reformat the information.
That's amazing. What a gift.
Well, and I get like, it energizes me. I am enjoying it. And as we've been doing the Zoom calls this week and we've been doing the morning show, women in the Patreon community started saying, well, why don't you life coach? I was like, nobody wants me as their life coach. Like,
Oh, no, I think people so appreciate, though, that you are can be so real. And that is what we're all, we love about you. Oh. One of the things we love about you the most. And I think that is so attractive to know that there is no, like, you don't have to be perfect to be growing, to be lovely, to be, and thankfully you've given us all permission just to be ourselves, but still we want to be growing in loveliness. And so you are so good at that, Mackenzie. And that's what we all love. One thing we all love about you. So. You're the perfect girl for the job. I love hearing about this. And I love that it's been so life-giving to you. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that has been so encouraging to me to be like, okay, well, maybe I can take on these other little parts of cultivating the lovely that I didn't even think people would be interested in, but apparently they are. And I really enjoy doing it. And so we're actually looking at opening up some new levels in Patreon that include some, a little bit of life coaching. So where you would get to meet with me a couple of times a month or once a month, depending on like what level you chose, and that you could just bring to me whatever it was. You're like, I need help with this. And I can kind of bring those third party eyes into the situation and be like, well, have you thought about doing it this way or looking into this, and being kind of that accountability for people to make these changes that they're wanting to make. And so
that just sounds amazing.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I think I'll only be able to take a limited number so reasonable with my time and all of that. But I think it's going to be a really fun and like interesting thing to add into the Patreon community.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Because I feel like I can kind of offer like the tools and guidance for us to have lovelier lives. That's kind of like what I kind of grouped everything into that I'm doing, whether it's the same page or the YouTube or the podcast or whatever. Like the goal is to be offering people tools and guidance to make their lives just a little bit lovelier.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
So, I'm really excited about it. So there's like so much going on in the Patreon community with all of that. And the morning show, I was just testing it out in August, but I kind of,
it was a hit.
It's been a huge hit.
Yeah.
And the shows have been super, super crazy long. So that will not be able to be the case. It's good right now.
Yeah.
Like
once school starts,
that's going to be a no-go.
Right.
But it's been so great to see like, wow, these women are hanging in here for these like super long episodes. And so I kind of, you know, made the mention on Instagram that I was thinking about bringing back a morning show even over there. And there was a pretty big response of people like, yes, that would be amazing. So
well, I know I get to see it.
Because I know.
I'm on Instagram. So please bring it back.
The downfall of Instagram is because I don't have 10,000 followers yet. If it's over 10 minutes, we can't move it to IGTV and keep it there. Gotcha. So it will disappear in 24 hours unless by some miracle I get 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, I don't doubt that will happen over time. I really don't.
someday in the distant future.
That's right.
For now, it'll just be, available for the 24 hours, and I'm going to do it on Instagram on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it'll be a 5-day-a-week show. The Patreon people will get the Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with the shows that stick around for all time.
Yes.
And then the Instagram people can get it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it'll be...
That sounds great.
I'm going to aim for Sam. So that's
okay.
Cool.
Wow.
I know. We'll see.
Good for you.
But I'm gonna aim for right around there so that then we can move on with our day and get our morning going and everything with my kids and stuff.
Yes.
But
it sounds great.
That's kind of the lowdown on the morning show. And the one thing that has made it easier this month and has really taken a lot of the pressure off of me is I actually developed a schedule for the morning show that I released to a certain level on Patreon this last month. And it's a download that shows you each day of the month what I'm going to be talking about.
Oh, that's nice. For you and for everyone else.
Yeah. It's been a huge pressure off of me to not just be like, oh my goodness, what am I going to come on and talk about this morning?
Uh-huh.
But to have that, like, I mean, I talk about it all the time with Patreon people and all over the place, like this idea of planning and prepping in advance. And it's really taken so much decision fatigue off my plate to just know like, oh, this is what we're talking about. So
yeah, that's so good.
I've already got September's schedule done and I'm working on October's schedule. So we've got a lot of fun things coming up. Some of the topics, I'm just going to tell you guys some of the topics we have.
I'm so curious. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it. So I asked the ladies in the Patreon group what they're wanting to talk about. So that first week in September is going to be like fending off stress because full on in it. What can we be doing? I mean, everything from making sure you're rocking that morning routine to things you can do for like detoxifying your actual body to supplements you can be taking, community, like all that kind of stuff we're going to talk about. Now, this one, I'm a little nervous to be doing on Instagram. because I do have men that follow me on Instagram, but we're going to be talking about our cycles, lady.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. And everyone's like, no, those men need to hear it. I'm like, I agree. So when I'm just going to give the disclaimer at the beginning of the episode,
so be
like, dudes, you could really probably use this information because you don't exist in a world full of only men. You are interacting with women in some capacity. So listen up.
Yeah.
You need to know.
We have had this conversation now with several different people, not just you and I, but it has been really helpful for both of us.
Yeah.
And everyone else. So I think it's a great thing to be talking about for sure.
Yeah.
Among us ladies.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's going to be really, really good.
Ladies, today I have a fun little ad that I want to share with you for a brand new sponsor that we are really enjoying. And I say we because, Emerson, are you enjoying our Literati subscription?
Yes, I am.
Well, Literati is a subscription book club that makes it easy to find unique and interesting books for kids. We've been really loving the books that came in ours, haven't we?
Yes.
What has been your favorite book?
Mercy Watson.
And it's so much fun because most of the books were hardbound and really beautiful, fun books, huh?
Yeah.
And it exposed us to books that we hadn't heard of before.
Yeah.
Literati mails 5 teacher-approved books to your child every month. It's the book club subscription that teachers buy for their own kids. No more guessing or searching or reading the same books over and over again. We've been caught in that trap before, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that's not very fun.
Because you know it every single time.
Yeah, so it's fun to have something new.
Yeah.
So each Literati box contains those 5 age-appropriate books based on a theme like the spirit of adventure or the animal kingdom. And it also contains exclusive original art and a personalized note to your child, which was super fun. Emerson got book plates with her name on them and a really pretty envelope with her name on it. And I really liked the artwork, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was like a full-size poster and it was really beautifully done.
I really liked that too.
And not only are the books just plain old fun, but parents and teachers across the country are seeing big differences in kids' lives because the kids who read books have better vocabularies, longer attention spans, and one parent even shared with Literati that after about a year after joining the club, their second grader is reading at a 5th grade level, and she is an insatiable reader now because she's been exposed to so many great books. And the great thing is, they send you these books and you only buy the ones that you actually want and you return the rest for free, and it's super easy. So if you want to get in on some of this Literati action, for a limited time, go to literatibooks.com and use the promo code
LOVELY
for $20 off your first box. Plus, kids 3 and up get a special black light pen. That was pretty cool, wasn't it, Emmy?
Ooh, I love that.
And you guys, just a little insider information, this is their best offer available anywhere. But remember, to get the offer, you have to go to literatibooks.com and use the promo code LOVELY for $20 off your first box, plus that free blacklight pen for kids 3 and up. Literatibooks.com, promo code
LOVELY.
And then we're going to get to like the middle of September, and we're going to look at kind of like everything we've done to put in place, like we did in August, about, you know, the meal planning and the prepping of the, you know, routines and the calendar. And we're going to take a good hard look at how things are actually going.
Yeah.
And then make whatever tweaks are necessary. Like,
oh, I love it.
I had that big idea of how this evening routine was going to go, but it's not going that way. So what can I change to make it work better?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I think love that.
Yeah, the women were really wanting some like accountability for all the plans they're putting into place. And so I think that's going to be the week where, okay, reality has been here for a couple of weeks. Let's make sure it's working.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if it isn't, that's okay. But how do we reframe it, restart it or whatever.
Exactly.
And pick back up. I love that because I'd probably be in that camp. Most likely I will be.
Yeah. Well, I think we all are because we have like our grand ideas of what we want it to look like. But when things are actually playing out and the real people of your family get involved with your plans.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we gotta make sure this is actually working for everybody.
Right. I know. And for me, I just keep coming back to a place of having to let go of things and simplify no matter what. No matter going into it, thinking it's so super simple, but then I even have to go more simple to make it actually effective and working for everyone. That's what I'm finding as I'm going here. But in my family.
Totally. And yeah. Well, I think too, like I've been talking to a few women this week in these Zoom calls who are saying like, I just don't know how to do it all.
Yeah.
And we start talking about it. I'm like, well, what are you delegating? And they're like, well, I'm not. Like, you have kids of ages that can. Like, no, you can't do it all. Like,
right.
You do need help. And so being able to even work.
And permission. You need permission. Yes. I need permission from people in my life that have said to me, why have you not delegated this? Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's something that's really huge for a lot of us moms is that we think we, for one, that we can do it all, which is a lie, and then that we should be, which is also a lie.
Yeah.
So,
I think the expectations, because like we think that if we're doing a good job, then our house should look perfectly cleaned up all the time, or at least a good majority of the time.
Right.
And like, I was just talking with somebody yesterday who is like a working mom who is also homeschooling. And she's down on herself about feeling like a failure
for
not having the house looking perfect, or at least, you know, like even generally tidied up.
Right.
And it's like, but is that reality? Like your kids are home all the time. Right. Like I know my house. I mean, I remember you coming over last spring. I mean, like, how is your house so picked up? I was like, cause my kids aren't here all day long. Yeah. Like in the summer, it's been a totally different thing because they're here all the time.
Right.
And so it's like giving yourself a little bit of leeway there, grace of the reality of it's just not going to be that. We're not at that stage where we can have show homes.
I think someone said to me a while back that just to give myself more grace, because the other thing too, I feel like is like a lot of us moms are at the stage where we're on the go. We're in those middle years.
Yeah.
We're on the go a lot with our kids. We cannot be out with our kids driving them to ballet or to whatever their sports or their music lessons or whatever, and be home cleaning your house at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's the transition. It's the like coming and going that leaves the mess, because it's a hurried, like you're back home, you regroup, you're out the door again.
Totally.
And so just to give so much grace for that of like knowing, okay, I'm not home to clean right now. So I'm coming home to this mess, but this is where our lives are at. And we will, just what tools can we, how can we like take the time that we do have at home and maximize that? But the main thing is just to not be so hard on ourselves for it not being perfect when it's really not possible to be in two places at once. We know that, but we still are so down on ourselves because we're behind at home if we're not. But if we're not home, there's no way to catch up. So there's that.
Yeah. And when we are home, there's so much to do.
Yes.
I mean, I think that we have like these 1950s expectations in a 2019 world.
Right.
And
so true.
Got to be able to readjust what those expectations are. So I think we all just need to not be so hard on ourselves.
I agree. And I'm really excited for tools, and I'd love to jump in with all of the stuff going on this fall of how to make things run most smoothly and just kind of maximize the time that we do have at home and all of us that, I mean, mainly not being so hard on ourselves all the while.
Yeah.
So the idea of a reset is so, I love that. Reset.
And then the next week after that, we just get to have a fun week because we're going to talk about fall style.
Yay!
And so we're going to do all the things about like just easy fall fashion staples, like not going out and buying a new wardrobe, but the little things you can do to feel like your outfit is like pulled together for fall, and skincare, because I think it changes
as
those colder months, and makeup. Yes. And I'm even going to do a whole episode on like what I carry in my bags. So like my work bag and my purse. And there's a lot of fun things like that are on the docket.
So many.
Get into October, people are wanting a lot more like cleaning your house and organizing for fall and decorating for fall and fall wellness. Like we're going to do a whole week on just like making sure you're taking care of yourself. And there's just so many, we're going to do like some hygge in November and it's going to be so much fun. And I think just if it's anything like what our August has been so far with the Patreon ladies, people are invested. And I love that. I love too seeing how, because we have cultivating groups that are relaunching the beginning of September. We're going to take signups the first week of September, and then they're going to go live the second week in September. Mm-hmm. And so ladies, this is the time if you want to get in there and be a part of the cultivating group. I have been blown away by how these women have connected in these groups. Like, so many of them have taken trips and met each other this summer.
Oh, I love that. I love hearing that. That's beautiful.
Because that's one of the biggest questions I get from people is like, how do you have female friendships and where does that start? And, you know, and we dog on online friendships a lot, like, oh, they don't count or they're not enough or whatever. But like, I mean, we've experienced before through really busy times, sometimes the only way we're able to connect is through Voxer or Marco Polo. Right, I mean, exactly. I feel like we've really seen that with our friend Katie this past year. Like, if it weren't for Marco Polo, her life has been so busy, we would have been totally cut off from her.
But, yeah. Oh, I totally live for little pictures I get from her on Voxer of just like little snaps of her beautiful life that's so busy. And I love seeing those.
Yeah. I love that that has allowed us to still stay in touch with someone even who lives here, but we can't necessarily see as much as we want to.
Stay connected. Yeah. Especially if you're not getting that in person, real life time.
Yeah. And Marco Polo, especially, I feel like, because it's video, you can see the person's surroundings, you can see their face as they're saying what they're saying. I mean, that's the thing that bonded Rebecca and I to a totally different level, being able to see each other's kids and all that kind of thing. And then seeing these cultivating groups, like the level of investment that these women have with each other, I've just been blown away.
Yeah.
I feel like God totally orchestrated who was supposed to be in what groups.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just been really, really cool to see.
Really beautiful to hear about. I love hearing that. Some of my very dearest lifelong friends I met through blogging and then met them in real life. But I mean, it has been the main source of my friendships for the last 10 years.
Totally. And really because of that, I mean, didn't you meet Andy through blogging?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I wouldn't have even met you if you hadn't met Andy.
Right. Exactly. So all of these, it's so true. It's been really neat for me to see like God providing friendship in such crazy ways, you know, that you would not expect. But
and we just, that's the kind of culture we live in now. And
yes,
I think we should take advantage of it.
Right.
The most that we
make
can.
Make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. So,
ladies, if you're feeling like you need a tribe, then come get in a cultivating group because they really are pretty amazing. So I'm just loving seeing, like, they've all were posting pictures this summer of when they would get together. And
that's so great.
That's just so fun.
That's the best.
Because we have like this overall group in Patreon, but seeing these little smaller, like close-knit groups has been really amazing to watch.
Oh, I just love that. Hearing those pockets of friendships popping up in real life, that is so cool. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I've been really enjoying seeing that. And then, okay, so people have been asking me about the same page because I just kind of like dropped off the planet with that because it was like a ton of effort.
Yes.
And we have like this really great little loyal group that has been following it, but it just wasn't growing the way that I needed it to. And I knew without reinforcements, there was really no way that I could bring it back because there's so much editing time involved with that show.
Yeah.
But there is a mom in our community who stepped forward and said, I love this podcast so much and what you're trying to do with it. And my kids love it. And our homeschool group loves it that I want to do whatever I can to help it continue. And so she has volunteered to edit the same page.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Oh, bless her. That's amazing. Because I mean, it's so my kids have heard every single episode of the same page. My family has. Like, we are huge fans.
Oh, I know. I love it. I love when your kids like talk to me about it and stuff. It's my favorite thing. But it's
amazing.
It's huge because it was I love the resource, but I just couldn't keep up with it.
Right. Of course.
And so we think we'll even be able to bring back some of the audiobooks. It's not going to be quite as like back to back. back as it was last year.
Okay, but, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we're going to introduce audiobooks back into Yay. The flow. Just today, I was telling Shell before we got started, I found out that a book that I wanted to read, but I didn't think it had the correct copyright because it was published in the 1940s, and generally it has to be before the 20s, mm-hmm. really, in right. order to count for not having copyright. Well, this particular book, they did not renew the copyright after 28 years. And so,
it's fair game.
It's a fair game. It's in the public domain, and it is yes. My Father's Dragon.
Oh, and our family loves that story.
Yes,
multiple times.
Yes, and it's like it's being made into a Netflix movie in a couple of years.
Oh,
and
fun. So
I thought that was fun for us to do it kind of before then, and it feels really unintimidating for me at this point.
Right.
Because the chapters are short, and
yes.
I think it'll be
short.
Yes, it's a short book. Like, we can just do these. I mean, I recorded two of the chapters already. And
oh, good. Mackenzie, that's awesome.
And they were like 3 and 5 minute chapters.
Perfect. So
they're
like, that is so great.
Yeah, super short, but just like a nice little snippet to be able to listen to mm-hmm. with your family. And so I'm super excited for the prospect of like getting some books back in there that don't feel totally overwhelming to me.
Yes, I agree. That's so good. One thing I love about My Father's Dragon is I feel like it's one of those books that you can read it to your littles, like your first grader, your kindergartner. But also the older kids and even the spouses, like David has sat in on that story before.
Aww.
And everyone in our family enjoyed it. So I think that's also another huge plus for that book is that it can be a wide audience of people who enjoy the story.
Yeah, I love that too. I think it's a really, a book that kind of like bridges those gaps.
Yes.
And you can even see the illustrations if you go on to Project Gutenberg. They have the full book uploaded there. So if you wanted to be able follow along and stuff, you can do that for free. And I think that's really fun. So,
Oh, I love it. And I'm so glad and thankful. And my kids are going to be ecstatic when they hear that the same page is coming back.
I know. I kept not knowing really what to say to people when they'd be like, is it coming back? I'm like, well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And they totally understand it needs to be worth your time because this is your job and you have to make a living. You're providing for your kids and your home. And so, yes, we all understand that. So that's exciting that it's possible for it to come back.
All thanks to Mary Lenhart. So everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, Mary.
Tell her thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is making it happen right now. So
wow. That's so cool.
Ladies, I'm a big believer in first impressions. You hear me talk all the time about how important I think it is for us to have ourselves pulled together when we are going out into the world so that we feel better about ourselves, about how we are presenting ourselves to other people. Well, the same is true for your business. I know there are a few things that I dislike more than when somebody asks me about my podcast and I don't have a professional way of being able to show them or tell them about what I do. And you guys, Vistaprint products are a great way to make that happen. They're essential for small business owners or podcasters to be plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up. And you just never know when those opportunities are going to arise. And all it takes to feel like you're ready to own those moments is $10. That's a low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. A custom card with the colors, fonts, designs, and images you choose means you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're a startup or a business with a century of history, and it doesn't have to be hard. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes. Upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. Pick the paper, stock style, and quality that's right for you. Choose your delivery speed. Order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. Dozens of designs that are just right for your business. You can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks and know you can use it on all your marketing going forward. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why my listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com/lovely. That's Vistaprint.com/lovely. Vistaprint.com/lovely.
And then, I mean, it kind of all culminates, I feel like, in the podcast because that's the thing that's the main, you know, vein that has stayed through all of these years and coming into season five. I really just wanted to make sure it's not really going to change a whole lot. We're going to, you know, change up a couple little things here and there, but I realized I really enjoy interviewing authors. Like, I have friends who hate it. They're like, no, don't send me that. Everybody's interviewing them. But I realized this year, like, I take it as this personal challenge to make my interview with these authors sound different than it does for everybody else.
Yeah.
And like create authentic conversations with these people. And there's some amazing books coming out this year.
Yes.
Yeah. And things that, I mean, I've already been able to book out all the way into May. Books that we know are coming down the pipeline and authors that if I didn't know about them, then Shell did. And Shell was like, yes, you've got to get them on the show.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of a nerd with authors.
Yes. And so that's been super fun. Some of Shell's very favorites.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I've been getting like the stacks of books rolling in, and while that's a little overwhelming, there so far everything that I've read is really good and like exciting topics that aren't just all the same. It has allowed me to really pick and choose what I want to have on the show. But, I mean, even like I think one of the books I'm most excited about, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys right now, is Gary Thomas is coming out with a book in October called When to Walk Away, and there, I feel like there's all these topics coming up now in the literature that's coming out that's acknowledging these problems that have been going on for a long time, and major players are finally recognizing that there are issues and they need to be dealt with. And so I'm so appreciative for these kinds of resources because I get a lot of questions, especially about that topic. And it's not just a book about marriage. It's a book about friendships and all kinds of different relationships that can be destructive, and how to deal with them. And I really appreciate that someone who has spoken and wrote a lot about marriage is acknowledging that sometimes there are bigger things than can just have, you know, a little bit of counseling or a Band-Aid slapped on. I think that's going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm so excited to read his book and for that conversation and just for so many good conversations I know that are coming this season. Yeah, and just to see how God has had a hand in all of that, and the timing could really not be more perfect. And I just even see his hand in that itself. So, and personal, so personal.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful for that. That I feel like it's just such a lovely, it's just a lovely thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm delighted to see, I feel like I feel more excited about a lot of the authors and whatnot that I'm having on the show than I have in a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, and there is so much coming out. I mean, I could have done 3 episodes a week if I would have done all the books that were coming out.
The whole stack.
Yeah. But being able to be really kind of picky has been nice. Like, I feel pretty confident about all the different topics that we're going to be covering this year, which is
It's going to be such a good season.
Yeah. And our next episode coming out next week, I can't help but be excited about this one because it's Beth McCord with your coach.
Oh, we all love Beth.
I know. Yeah. And it's a super fun conversation because we kind of figure a lot of people hear a lot about the Enneagram, you know, and a lot of us have gotten kind of that flyover, what all the types are and everything, but we kind of go like a level deeper in this conversation about the triads and like your latent types and like all these things that don't get talked about as much. Right. And so that was a super fun conversation to kind of go. I felt like I got like my own personal session, like tell me like my type and everything.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah. Super, super fun. Mm. So that I felt like was a really fun one to like kind of come out of the gate with.
Oh, I can't wait.
So lots of good, fun, exciting things happening. I mean, a lot of it's just a continuation of what's been going on or building on it. But I feel finally again like we have some momentum.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, that is super exciting. And an answer to prayer.
Yes, definitely.
I know. I think really when we, looking back at that conversation that we had first of just like you trying to figure out what direction everything needed to go personally, just, and what an answer to prayer to have being on the other side and see, hearing your excitement and just in your voice and the joy that you have had in working and how you're looking forward to this next season is just, it's just so neat. I'm really thankful.
Yeah, I'm thankful too. Cause I mean, you know, you witnessed it. There was a while there where I was just like, I don't even have any ideas. I don't have any drive to be doing it. I'm doing it cause I got to do it. But what does this actually look like? And so it's been exciting.
And I just want to say like how brave I think it is for you. You showed up even when you didn't feel like showing up. And that God has been there to pull you through and friends have been there to pull you through too. Yeah. That is just the amount of effort you have not, has not, even when you didn't feel like it, especially when you didn't feel like it, you haven't stopped working so hard for your family. And I love that so much about you, Mackenzie. And I just pray that God blesses that. And I think he is, so.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, but you know, it's so nice of you to say that, but in a lot of ways I just feel like, was there another option? Like, I have to, like, you just have to, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's seasons in my life where I have just kind of sunk to that least functioning level possible. So I don't know. I mean, like, in God's grace is totally in that season. If you're in that season, that sometimes you just, there are those hard days that turn into weeks or months or whatever. Yeah. And you just do the best to show up and get through. And it, but to hear the joy in your voice is just such a gift, because that's something we've all been, all of your friends who love you, really been praying that you would find in your work and in cultivating the lovely as you like move into this new season. So we're thankful for that.
Yes, as am I, for darn sure. So I thought we could kind of flip the script a little bit in this episode. And I thought it would be fun if you asked me the stock questions, because I don't know. I might have answered them at one point, but I feel like probably my answers have changed a little bit over the years. But I thought, like, well, that could be kind of fun. Oh, and we need to talk about how we are currently cultivating loveliness in our life. So,
both of those things.
Okay. Michelle, how are you currently cultivating loveliness in your life?
Okay. Well, let me think. So today, I have been doing, going on a lot of walks. Some have been with you, which have been so fun this last summer. But last couple of weeks, it's been more difficult to find time to walk either early in the morning or in the evening. So today I just was like, I have 1 hour that I think is available. And sure, it's the heat of the day. And I just took it and I went on that walk anyway. It was not ideal time, but I did it and it was lovely.
love that. I think that's awesome. Okay.
How about you, Mackenzie? How are you cultivating the lovely?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of little things I've been doing. And honestly, like the morning show has been such a thing for me that really has just brought so much joy to me. But here's a kind of crazy thing that I talked about on today's morning show. And a lot of the women were like, what? No. But I have been watching this gal on Instagram who does a cold plunge every morning. And then she talks about like, I know. And she talks about like all of the health benefits for it.
Yes. And I've heard of this.
Yes. So at the end of my shower every day, I turn the water on cold and I for as long as I can possibly stand it, which is honestly like 20 seconds right now. But that's an improvement.
How long is it supposed to be able to be? Like,
this gal I watch, she does it for a minute and then she gets out and she gets back in for a minute and she gets out. And so she does it 3 times for a minute each.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's hardcore.
So hardcore. Yeah. And like she's in like Southern California and stuff, and people, it looks like she has like this professional cold plunging tank. She actually bought a freezer at Lowe's, like a full size freezer. And that's what she filled up with the water that she gets into every morning. It's crazy. Oh,
this is her thing.
She's like all into the wellness and all this stuff. But it's really interesting because she says like all the scientific reasons why this actually is really good for your body.
Right.
And so, and my mom started doing it maybe like 6 months ago and was like, you should do this. I was like, not on your life.
I'm so proud of you. That is really brave.
So that's my It's my thing I've been trying to remember to do when I'm getting out of the shower.
Love it. Not just lovely, but brave.
Yes. Invigorating.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenz, are you ready for this doc question?
I guess so.
Okay, well, here we go. So, candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil diffuser.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Paper towels all the
paper
way.
Paper towel. Yeah. Oh, you're so practical. I love it. City or country?
City. City, mm-hmm. City, city, city.
City girl. Okay. So paper or digital?
Okay. This pains me. Pains me to say. If you would have asked me 2 years ago, it would have been hands down paper. But I cannot deny that pretty much everything in my life has become digital.
Yeah.
So
I would say
necessity.
Yeah. And I'm both. Like the answer to I have to be both because I can't just do paper, but I love paper. So I still do paper.
Yes. And I do like paper where I can, but it's just become so skewed in the direction of digital, especially over the last year and much, you know, to blame Ann Bogle for, because she posts those darn Kindle deals. And so all my books end up being on Kindle. Although I have had a few hard copy books this year, which has been refreshing. But for the most part, it's all become digital.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's the day and age we live in. Yeah. Okay, so shopping. Would you rather prefer to do it online or in the store?
Okay. Now, generally, I would say online, I have all these children and, you know, that's really super tough to do. Mm-hmm. However, I have found that because I work from home and I'm home all the time and I'm not around people that Rebecca, you know, my best friend down in Arkansas, she sent me even a link to get a discount on Instacart. And I was like, but I actually want to be around people. So I haven't used it because it's just it's something to get me out of the house. And so,
I have heard that a lot from moms or for stay at home moms or people who work from home that getting out is so important. Like when my husband gets home from work, I'm ready to go out. He's so ready to be home.
Yes.
You have the opposite thing going on. So
totally. I guess.
Okay. So it's 4:00, you're making dinner and need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Typically a podcast. Uh-huh. So I really like the podcast and What Should I Read Next? And of course the Wally Show, which I'm very excited. I just found out yesterday that one of the hosts of the Wally Show is going to come on the podcast this fall.
So fun.
Super excited.
I love it.
Yeah. Yay. So, I mean, generally I like, especially, I think it comes again down to that, being home all the time. Mm-hmm. I like to hear adult voices.
Mm-hmm.
Helps me not feel so lonely. But if I am super stressed, then I turn to music because singing is very cathartic.
Yes. Yes. So,
but generally, if I'm just needing that mental break, then it's a podcast.
That's so good. Okay. All right. For chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're chocolate twins, so.
Yes, totally.
Let's see. Sports or no sports?
No sports.
Okay.
I will watch my kids play sports and I will cheer for them all day long, but don't even throw my keys at me because I will not be able to catch them.
Okay, so live broadcasting, would you rather broadcast or watch?
Oh, that's a tough one.
No, I feel like this is the only person we've ever interviewed that actually applies to this question. We're always we could skip this one for most of us.
Okay, well, obviously I love live broadcasting. Yeah. It is so much fun. I enjoy watching people too. I have my favorites, but if I had to pick one, then I would definitely like to be in the hot seat. I like to do the live broadcasting.
Yes. And it's just, you're totally in your element. I love that when you are. So that is so fun. Okay. Favorite movie.
Okay. It's a tough one. There are a lot of contenders, but I think if I have to pick just one, it's You've Got Mail.
Oh, don't we all love it?
Yes. Like, there are so many things from that movie, even like in the breakup scene where she breaks up.
Yes.
With her boyfriend, yeah. and he's like, well, is there someone else? And she goes, no, but there's the hope of someone else.
Yeah.
Like, even just like those little lines, there's a line for everything in that movie.
It really is.
It's just so...
As far as lovely goes, it's 5 stars in every way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The soundtrack, like just everything. It's so 90s and...
It is. It's just the best. Okay. So last question. Where would you put yourself on the crunchy spectrum if 0 is totally not crunchy and... Oh, shoot.
10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire.
Okay.
Your legs unshaven and dressed up in your hair. That's the only one I didn't write down all the way.
Thank you, because I was getting a phone call and I couldn't read it.
And I didn't even have it written down completely.
You knew it by heart.
That's the one I know by heart.
0 to 10 on the cringy spectrum.
Okay. I mean, I think, like I've said before, it's so based on like your perception of the world. I think I was probably crunchier when I had just babies. I am gonna say I'm a 6. Even at that, like, I mean, compared to most people, and that's, I hate that I said that because that's what everybody says.
Right. We don't want to be too extreme in any direction, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I guess compared to like normal modern society, I might be like a 7. But when I compare myself to like my crunchy friends, then I think I would dock a couple points off. So I'd be more like a 6.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten a lot more liberal with my skincare as I've gotten older. Because I'm like, okay, I need something a little more powerhouse than coconut.
What works? Let's do what works.
Yeah.
We want to see results.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that was so fun to get to do.
Yes.
To turn the tables a little bit.
There. Yeah. Fun for me to finally get to answer because I'm always like thinking my answers when other people answer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So yes. All right. Well, that was so fun. Thank you for coming on with me, Shell, and giving it.
Oh, you know, I love all time I get to spend with you in any format. So
I know it's the best. It's the best. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I would love to hear your feedback on what you think of what is coming and what we've got going on with Cultivating the Lovely. Please, please share. Probably the best place to find me is on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. You can find Shell at Shell Bruises. She's got a beautiful feed. So be heading over there. Of course, we'll have everything in the show notes for this episode. But yeah, we would just love to hear back from you guys. You can post in our Cultivating the Lovely Facebook group, all those kind of places. Give us the lowdown. We want to hear. So, all right.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Right. Bye.
All right, ladies, that is the long form answer of everything that is happening here with Cultivating the Lovely. Some things that you can be expecting coming throughout this fall and this year as we are slowly working them in. We'll be sure to let you know as things continue to develop. But right now, I would just love to hear what you're thinking. I would love for you to get over into our Facebook group and share with everyone what you think about the slight changes or the, you know, overall future direction of Cultivating the Lovely. I do this show for you guys, and it is so helpful for me when I hear back from you guys what it is you're interested in and what you're wanting. Our challenges throughout the month of August in the Patreon group were largely derived from the things that the Patreon ladies were asking for. And the same going into September. I have full schedules for all of the live shows that we are going to be doing, and they're the things that the ladies in our CTL community at large were interested in hearing more about and discussing together in community. So I would love to hear what you think, what you would like to know more about, how I can help you with tools and information to get you on the right track. So please, don't be shy. Get in the Facebook group or contact me on Instagram. I absolutely love hearing from you guys. It is so rewarding for me to be able to get into real conversations with all of you and find out how the show is helping and what I can do more of or better of. It really is so much fun and so rewarding for me to be able to do that for all of you. So don't be shy. Don't be a stranger. Get in contact with us. We want to hear from you. All right. I think that's it for this week, but you guys, next week, Next week's episode is all about the Enneagram with Beth McCord. You know you're going to want to listen to that episode. It was so good. I am so excited for the books that she is releasing this fall. It's going to be amazing. So come join us next week to hear more about the Enneagram. All right, until then, go be bold and gracious.